Hey, did you know that TGSTS is on YouTube and Instagram? We'd love to hear your episode suggestions or just chat with you about life. So find us at hashtag TGSTS and follow, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thank you. Cheers.
How am I going to make the most of the next 30, 40 years? You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to throw that away.
Honestly, I didn't think I would be alive this long.
Damn, can you stop? You always be saying...
I didn't. And so it's like, well, I'm here and it's kind of a shock. And it's like,
well, now what?
Now. Hey.
Hey, boo. How are you with the red lip?
Yes, I'm trying to be bold.
I love it. Earrings on point as usual. Bright sunshine blazer. Look at you. I wish they could see.
Oh,
I love it. Is it sunny over there? You got like, it's like you're glowing.
Are
you at the window?
Yeah.
Yes, that natural light is.
And I got my ring light.
Oh, see, I didn't even set myself up. I'm here in the darkness.
Oh, you can't tell. You look good. You beaming as usual.
I'm hot. That's why I'm hot and I'm angry. Just kidding. I'm good.
Damn.
I'm
good. You hot. You hot.
Hot. So it's that hot. Midlife. It's that midlife. So what's up?
What is up? Nothing. Still ain't got no job.
Damn.
No dates.
Do you want a J-O-B?
Not you really. But I'm just kidding. I need one.
Coming off our last recording, though, and then the drama I was just sharing with you off recording or whatever, the last recording we had was with someone who was so full of passion,
right?
And life, and like I left that recording feeling so good, and
yeah.
Now I'm feeling like I need to. It's time we talk about
reinventing,
and discovery, and awakenings, and all that kind of stuff. I feel like I'm a burp. Excuse me. Already.
Oh,
I'm like, oh no, like, but I think. Oh no, but I feel like I'm at the precipice of something. Like I'm at the point where I need to reinvent myself. It's a new something. Something needs to happen. I need to change. I don't know if you know what I'm sure you. Everybody's been there. We've been there.
Mine is with weight. Like I just gained so much weight. I'm like, this is unacceptable. So now I'm trying to make a change.
Yes. Gonna make a change.
Change for once in my life.
Michael. I might listen to that after this. That's I'm right. in a state. I'm in a state of being where I'm just like, fuck it. We do an Emily now.
Ooh, tell me about this state. This sounds exciting, empowering.
I mean, no, I was thinking in the car because I had a weird exchange this morning that just put it's this person. Every time I come into contact with this person, I have I leave feeling not good about myself, like just nasty. And so I'm like sitting there like, why am I letting this affect me like that? And I was getting angry. I put the music on, you know, you got to get the vibes, put the music on, open the whatever sunroof, not the sunroof, but just make it so it's bright inside, had the music loud, you know, and I was just thinking about it. And I was like, well, who am I? And I don't know that I think about that often, because you just go through life. I'm like, who am I? What am I about? And I put on music that felt, you know, good to my soul. And I was thinking about like, how can I make myself feel good? And so I feel like I'm at the end of, yeah, make me feel good. Like this feeling right here, like we have jokes and we know each other. Like, I want to feel that all the time. Do you know
right?
what I mean?
Same. I noticed that.
Come live
that.
With me, be my boo. I want to feel this. I haven't found friends that, there's a very few friends that feel this way, that make me feel like happy Emmy. Happy Emmy. That's what my mom calls me. Emmy. Happy Emily. And so like, or like true Emily. Like I feel like, and I want to be that all the time. And I need to find a way to make that for myself, you know, because I can't have you with me all the time, or I can't have the people who make me feel like me all the time. So I need to be that. And I don't know how, but I got to figure that out.
I know. I found it in wine, but I guess that's not enough.
But you can't go through life. Like I can't be driving with wine. And it's not for me. Wine's not for me. Them hangovers be hitting.
You in wine country too. Oh,
yeah,
some and stuff. Oh,
yeah.
I gotta come to be my hangovers. Designated driver.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't drink. My doctor just sent me some kind of a thing before a doctor appointment I have coming up, and it's like a survey about alcoholism. And it's just
Oh,
so funny to
damn.
me. It was like, how many drinks do you have, a week or a month or whatever? And I was just like, man, I don't
Zero.
drink anymore. Yeah, maybe once a month, if that.
Wow, that's awesome.
But it's not like intentional. It's just like I don't like feeling bad and I feel bad after.
Yeah,
So,
see, I
like I
wish
have a
I had that.
headache. Yeah, I get real physically ill after.
Ooh.
So I don't even have that anymore. I got to find my thing.
Yoga.
I can't, I'm so stiff. Let me just tell you. It's almost overwhelming to think about how to get back on track. And I think that's what I need to do though, 'cause that's when I feel my best. But it's just,
Take that first step. They always say, just take that first
Yep.
step.
Just do it. Just start.
Just start.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't
I
know.
wish I knew. Like, I have my black-owned vegan,
Yes.
and but I haven't figured out how to generate income. So it's just like that kind of stuff, and just sitting down and thinking on top of looking for work. And it's
Yeah.
like, maybe is this the universe saying maybe work is not for you? You need to be an entrepreneur.
Yes, I see
And
that for you.
then, like, what does that look like? And then it's scary, but it's also scary not being true to yourself and burning it yourself out and all those different things. So I
What
don't
do you
know. I
think you're
don't know if that's
missing? Like a motivating factor or like a fire? Like, are you missing a fire lit under your ass kind of thing? Or like, what is
yeah.
it?
But like it's just like I'm missing that passion. Like, there's nothing I feel like the passion about.
I don't know why, but I thought of that song, Thug Passion.
I forgot about Thug Passion. I'm
Gonna put that on the
thug
list. Let me listen.
man. I
Yeah, I
wonder
feel like
if
that's hard. Hard to get that fire. Where does that fire come from if not from within?
and I get so jealous. Like, I cry when I watch Shark Tank because I just love those stories. And it's like,
Dreams. Dreams
it was
coming
just like,
true.
I was watching TV one day and spilled ketchup on myself and all of a sudden came up with this idea. And I'm like, that
Yeah.
never happened. Like, I never just, I try to think of ways like, what's going on in the world? How can I make it easier for people? What are some problems that I see out there that I want to solve? And
You
I
got to
can't.
think about it for you, though. Maybe that's what it is. What are your problems that you need to solve? I mean, you came up with a few things you asked me about with some earrings and travel once. Where's that at? Because that's something you do the earrings, you travel. So what's a good way to, like ideas like that? Like think about what are the problems you have, not just the, I mean, fuck the world. Like what are your issues and then solve them. And I bet you there's hundreds and thousands of people who got the same issue that could
Right? I
benefit.
love to just go to different vegan restaurants and show them how to
Yes.
make a vegan. I mean, different restaurants that don't have vegan options and be like, look, you have these ingredients already. Just take these
Consulting.
sides and make this dish, like it's
Right.
not that hard. And like, it's like, but I don't have a background. Like, I don't, besides being vegan myself, I don't have like, people want to see numbers and they
C
want to see
credentials.
credentials,
Yeah.
which is it all end up being BS in the end anyway. A lot of, unless
Yeah.
you're a doctor or something like that.
Yeah. I like, you know what? You've done a few videos on like Instagram or social media or whatever of you cooking stuff. I think you made a mac and cheese once. I was like, okay, I didn't know you could do that. I mean, and the videos were edited beautifully too, and like all of it. And I'm like, you could, I mean, I don't know how long it took you to do that, because I know content creation is a bitch sometimes. But I mean, does Black Owned Vegan have a YouTube?
It isn't active. It has one just to hold the place, but it's inactive.
Yeah. Because I feel like that would be, kind of like the Zimmerman or the whoever, of vegan food. Going to restaurants, you'd be your Triple D, your Guy Fieri of vegan
Oh,
food, and
yeah.
just travel and record it and interview
How do
people
you make
maybe. And
money doing that? That's the
I
point.
think you got to just start doing it and then have the following come, right? Because I mean, you're the queen of YouTube. I don't watch YouTube, so I don't know, but you got to have X number
Start
of
doing
views and
it.
stuff.
And then once
Yeah.
I get 1,000 viewers or whatever you need to start monetizing,
Yeah.
then I can start maybe getting sponsors and stuff. Just
Yeah,
need
because I feel, or just the
a
restaurant. Maybe the restaurants will start supporting, or maybe the, stuff. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works, but if it's something that you enjoy, because it seems like, I mean, the people that we've talked to, we're gonna have a whole series of entrepreneurs and stuff. It's something they've done, they enjoy, they're passionate about. I feel like you can't really do a job well if you don't give a shit about it, and you have to find that thing you care about and that you enjoy, or that makes the work worth it. That's hard because I don't know that either. I'm talking like I know. I have no idea.
I mean, it feels
So.
good, like at some places, like when you're an employee, when you're working towards a common goal and stuff, but
You
I
want to
don't
have your
think
own.
that matches having your own, that know that
Yeah.
if the rug is, if you're, the rug is pulled up from underneath you, you did it. And I think that's like something I need to just take the risk on. This is like, I try to think about what, if I look back in my life at this time that I was given, that I was given to not have a job, but also not be out on the street. What would I look back and regret about it that I'm not doing? Because I know we've talked about this before, living in London, not taking advantage of, besides going to other places, not
Right.
really advantage of living
Of
in another
London, yeah.
country and exploring London, meeting the people. I met mostly people from New Zealand and Australia and stuff. So stuff like that, just trying to
Making the
figure
most of
out.
it.
Yeah, trying to figure out how I can not regret this time in my life.
We should talk offline more about that because I have those same feelings. Maybe we can help each other navigate through it or something. But
Yeah.
I feel that way. That's a big topic in my therapy too, is like I feel like efficiency and use of time are like huge factors, issues for me that I'm constantly like stressing about. I hate the idea of regret. I hate the idea of wasted time.
Yeah.
So sometimes I busy myself just to be busy, which is bullshit. So I need to figure out what I should be busying myself with instead of just filling time, you know?
Yeah.
Making it more efficient. So, but I feel like it starts with a dream. It starts with a, you know, we've had episodes about that where we talk about our dreams and what we want to do, and they've changed a bit over the
We
past
have
three, four years.
the
I
same
haven't
nails
gotten it done yet. Did you get yours redone?
again. Yeah, it's a d darker pink.
Oh, look at you. I'm gonna do a different color though. I'll probably go in next week. It's time. But yeah, I mean, it starts with a dream. And I think I also like on my part, I need to figure out who I am right now.
And it's like,
Cause
I think I struggle with, like, how do you figure out who you are? Like, how do you figure, like, you, it's a dynamic thing, it's ever changing. So, like, who are you right now? And how do you figure it out? Like, how do you figure out who you are right now?
well, my goal or my process for that is to spend time with myself and just think about what moves me. And I think that's what I need to do instead of being busy, like stilling myself, because I have all these responsibilities and people and things I got to do. But right now, you know, the kids are at school. My husband's in the office today. My mom is in another country. Like it's just me in this house. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to think about it. Because I mean, I started thinking, I'm going to write. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm like, okay, I want to do all these things and I'm dipping my toes in, but I'm not jumping in. And I need to find something to fully immerse myself into because I'm not giving 100% to anything right now. And so I want to sit and see like what feels good. Like, what do I want to do? Because in this moment, and probably for you, in this moment, it's weird to say the world is yours. What do you want to do? You can literally walk out the door and do whatever the fuck you want to do right now. So why are we sitting here? You know what I mean? Like what are we gonna do? And I think there's a lot of people who would love to be in our shoes in that respect. To have the time and the freedom to just go do. So I think I just need to sit with myself for a second and say, like, what does my heart want to do?
Yes.
And I don't
And I
even
think
know.
even this podcast, maybe we start sending it to people, just
Yeah.
sending it to people who host podcasts and
Yeah.
have podcasts in us and see if it sticks. I mean, that's something
Yeah.
to start because it's something we enjoy doing. It's not making money, but it's probably
Ain't made no money.
making
Done took a lot of our money
right?
to put together.
Man.
But yeah, I just gotta figure out what moves me and follow that.
Same. But it's hard. There's a whole world out there. I've taken assessment tests. I've done all these things. And I'm just moved by the benefits of work, but not the
The
actual
life, yeah.
life because I enjoy family, friend. Well, when I say
Leisure.
leisure.
I do not dream of work.
Yes, I'm a leisure gals, and people making money off leisure. Maybe I
Like
can.
that. Leisure girls. Like, we should be leisure girls. Shoot.
Yeah, just living a life of leisure.
But I think even that would be work
Everything is work.
to promote that. Yeah. I don't
The
mind
content.
work. I just need to know where to direct my work. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? I
that's what I
think
said.
also a big issue too, and this is like therapy is like illuminating. If y'all aren't doing therapy, y'all need to be up in some therapy. But just like as a child, as a young adult, I feel like the world was never open to me. It was very curated. The way my life was like, you're going to be in this
Felt.
profession. You're going to hang out with these people. You're going to live in these places. This is it. And so now I am literally in a space where I can do whatever, pursue whatever, go wherever, dress however, do whatever. Like everything is, and for some people, it may sound silly to hear a 43-year-old woman talk about, oh, I'm free to do whatever I want. Because some people have had that freedom their whole lives. And so now I'm feeling overwhelmed because that's a lot. Choices are a lot. And then especially when you're dealing with, you know, we're in midlife, you're dealing with, hey, I'm halfway through. How am I going to make the most of the next 30, 40 years? You know, I don't want to throw that away.
Honestly, I
So,
didn't think I would be alive this long.
damn, can you stop? You always be saying.
I didn't. And so it's like, well, I'm here and it's kind of a shock. And it's like,
Well, now
what
what?
now? It's like, because it feels like a task. It feels like I'm not reaping the benefits of life. Like
What are those benefits?
kids, having partnership, enjoying those relationships in life. And building other people. And so it's like I feel like that's the like a big part of life. Like that's why we're here, is because otherwise it doesn't make any sense to me. And that's the way that's making sense to me. And I don't care about a legacy. That's like, what do I care if I do something and somebody else, unless it changes like people's lives for the better. But it's like, I don't, it's not about legacy or anything like that. It's just about living life, making the most out of life. What happens after I'm gone? I can only hope that I did things to make the world a better place. But I just want to experience life. And it's hard. It's like the basic things people have, like relationships, I don't, and I don't know what it's like. I may not like it. I may not want to deal with it. And I think that level of, we talked about this before, but having that is kind of a good foundation to kind of step out and follow your dreams, because it's a little cushion, like of support.
Support. Support. Damn.
It is also riskier too. Like if you have kids, you can't be going out just doing anything, but you still have a something to fall on.
Why is this so hard?
Why is it? Why couldn't I, you know what? And this is controversial maybe, but I feel like we're too smart. We learn too much, we too analytical, we think too much. And I think if we were just like had our
Living.
stuck in the clouds or in the sand, we would be just living, enjoying life, worried about what somebody wearing or some stupid stuff versus like real solution, trying to find real solutions in this world.
Yeah, I think the majority of people are just living, you know, with just not in reality. They're living in their bubbles.
And now I see why. I don't want to be dumb. Like, take me to Applebee's on Friday. Let's chill. Not that that's dumb, but you
If you're
know,
going to Applebee's on Friday, we are not judging. Okay, that is my
I
son's
have
favorite
it,
restaurant.
right?
That is my son's
Girl,
favorite restaurant.
for me, it just represents the past, because when I was a kid, like they
Applebee's was
Apple,
jumping.
yeah, it's like,
Yes.
I want to go to Applebee's, and it's like I was looking forward to going, and it's like, okay, I got to make some progress, like where's the
So you're
progress?
just saying simple, like simplify life. I
Yeah.
mean, because it was simple back then. Yeah, that's a struggle of midlife too. Because I think about myself in my 20s, I was having fun. It was toxic and fucked up, but it was good. It was a good time. You know what I
See, I was
mean?
scared to have fun. I was like, wow, you're wild. Like
You thought I
you're just living life. I
Oh.
was boring. God, I started partying though. So that was fun. And just talking to people. I think that's when I got into wine and stuff, because we would have events and I'd just have some wine and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm fine talking to these people. What happened?
Yeah, I
What
was
happened?
never. It didn't matter
No.
how much I drank. I went from shy and on the wall to saying inappropriate shit around the people. Yeah, no, not okay. I don't know. I just, yeah, those were good times.
I saw my old job, or our old job, posted, and I was
For
like,
real?
ooh, I can apply.
Same place and everything?
Yeah, 20 years later, let me stop.
Hey, I'm back. I'm back. It's a different, I bet it's a different world.
I bet.
I would never, because I like PTSD from that place.
Dang. Yeah, but I saw it. I was like, okay, still okay, got it. Yeah, I don't know if there's anywhere I would go back to, but it's like, I don't know where I have an idea of where I want to go, but the fact that the place has only one role in the whole country right now. So it's like, how do
Dang.
I
Go for it.
manifest that?
Go
How do
for it.
I
Well,
manifest?
you speak about it a little differently than you just told me. That's one way.
It's
Talk about
mine.
it like it's yours. It's yours.
You
If
know,
you're
that's what I
qualified
say.
and you want it, that's your job. Go get your
If it's
job.
meant to be, it's mine. And that's what I say.
Yes.
I can't
And it
force
is
them.
meant. It is meant. Not if. It is meant for you. That's your
It is
job.
meant for me and it's mine.
Is there
Yes.
any place you would go back to as far as like living? Like you've lived a lot of places. Is there somewhere else you could, if you
New
could right
York.
now? New, it's always New York. Oh,
New York.
why are we so different?
I thought about LA, but it's just stuck in traffic so much. You're just
I
stuck in
can't be in LA.
traffic so much. They need to fix the infrastructure. They need some more
It's just too
trains or
many
something.
people or something for me.
But it's a lot of people, but it's a lot of space. Look at New York.
Yeah, that's too many people for me too.
Yeah, and little space.
On
So
top of each other.
on
Yeah, I
top of
can't
it,
do
that's
it.
what I think there's an anonymity. So I don't like to be in front of people, but I don't like to be like the only person walking on the street, which you see a lot here in Philly.
You want to be blend in or what? Like just be
Like
a part of
blending in, and like New York
the
is just, there's so
energy.
many people. It's an energy and you just blend in. But the jobs there are like the salaries are going down. I'm like, I don't know
And the
what's
cost of living isn't.
cost of living is
So,
going up. So I'm like, how is
what are
this?
people?
Are people living together? A lot of people booed up. A lot of trust fund kids can take those low paying jobs because they have a safety net.
Money, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That just sounds like a different life. I don't know
Yeah.
nothing about no trust funds. I don't know anything about none of that. New York
Right?
seems like another planet to me.
It is. And so I'm rooted in Philly for the near future and need trying to make the most of it, building community. I set up a Quizzo, which is trivia night for tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see who shows up and
Yes. And you love
just trying to,
trivia.
yeah, I love it. So just trying to went to karaoke, just trying to do the things I love. And maybe in that, then something will come up. Like people are like, oh, you should do your own Quizzo night. And I'm like, that I don't really want to do that. It doesn't make that much money anyway. But I do want to figure out what to do. Two areas of insecurity with me are my stomach and my singing. And that's so funny because your singing comes from your diaphragm and everything like
From your
that.
gut, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I want to do belly dancing.
Ooh, okay. Oh, I
Yeah.
love that.
And kind of
I
like
love that.
embrace
Okay.
my belly. Like, this is
Yeah.
mine.
Well, belly dancing, you gotta have a belly. People always think it's these skinny little things, whatever. I used to work in a hookah lounge in Orange County. And no, belly dancing, you like that is. It's a love of your embracing your belly, all the movements, the self. I love it. I love
I
it. Ooh, I
forgot
love
about
it.
that dang memory.
Yeah, I worked at a hookah lounge.
And that was
That was
post
fun. That
too,
was
right?
post our job. Yep. Because that was the hustle. That's what I'm talking about. That was the hustle. I was like, okay, well, I'm not working there anymore. I still got rent. I still got car note. Still got all these things. I was working the hookah lounge at night and an office job during the day.
Damn.
And that was like the best. I feel like I like have fond memories of that. Tired as hell, but just doing it.
Would you work at a hookah lounge today?
No. I think
Because
that's
of the
another thing. I think it's an embracing my physical or physicality or how I present to the world now. Because I feel like a lot of my confidence, a lot of my happiness came from reactions to my physical, which sounds what I mean, I'm being real, whatever.
Yeah.
I know what I looked like in my younger years and I embraced that and I presented that and I lived in it, whatever. And I got a lot of attention for that. And I know I don't get that attention now. And that's a weird thing. Like, I don't know that I need it, but it makes you feel good. You know, if somebody double takes when you walk by or something, you know, or you get, I don't know.
That's not what I heard.
What?
That's not what
Oh,
I
that old
heard.
man? Don't be talking about that old man at Target. Oh, I got
Maybe
hit on by like an 80-year-old man in a trench coat at Target the other day. That's
it's my
different.
number, shoot. He like
But I feel like it speaks to that pretty privilege too. Because you know what? Girls were nice to me. People weren't, you know, it was, I was in with the people. Oh, hey, you want to come do this? Oh, hey. You know,
Oh,
and
I
now
thought
it's like,
you mean to you because you're so pretty.
no, I didn't get any of that, but I feel like if I look different now, some of the issues I'm having making friends or being part of these little, because you know what? 40-year-old women are clicky as hell too. It's not
Yeah.
just 20-year-old high school, whatever. Like it's,
High school is forever.
yeah, it really is. So, and that's why I feel like I need to embrace myself, figure out who I am, so I can stand taller in those situations where I don't feel like I'm being excluded because it's not a place for me anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I need to feel that. I need to figure that out.
Well,
So,
a lot of my stuff is other people are going through it, and I found support via like Facebook groups and things like that. And I was talking with some people, and then they made a good point. If somebody is trying to make you feel less than, don't even engage. Walk away. Like, yeah, but like you, what if you're in a situation where you can't because of family or because of children or something? Like, how do you manage it? And it's just like how to stand in firmly in who you are without being rude or whatever, also without sacrificing who you are.
I think part of my issue too is I don't know if it's just my perception. And that's the part that's fucking my brain. Like, what is she not being rude? She just really like, you know, I'm
Yeah.
talking about she, like this person. But like, you know, like what if it's not just that encounter, many encounters. What if I'm feeling like, oh, this person's being, you know, what, dismissive of me, and it's like maybe they're not. Like maybe I'm taking it too personally because I'm in a sensitive sp space right now. Like I need to figure out what's real and what's my stuff.
It's probably both.
I mean, I'm sure there's a little bit of everything, but
Yeah, and you're taking it a little too
because
hard.
I'm a little sensitive about that.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard. It's really hard. You talk about community. It's really hard to make friends and to build that community as you age, and you're not in a work, physically in a workspace with people or physically in a space with people all the time, you know, because I feel like that's where friendships are born. And so we're so like spread out now. It's just really hard.
You
Anyways,
don't
we
thought
gotta
about
find
it.
ourselves.
Yeah.
The hell? What is we doing? In our 40s, damn, mid-40s, we can't figure our shit out.
It's hard because you like it's hard to find yourself. It's hard to be with yourself and to like spend time with yourself in this world. It's very other focused. You gotta work, do these things, you gotta take care of these things. And by the time it's all said and done, it's like, oh, there's me. I'm this vessel that's out here living life. Existence. What serves me? And so I don't know. How could we reflect on that? How could we figure it out? Is there a meditation or?
I'm gonna look it up.
I always say, use me, oh God. That's a song. And it's like, use me. I stand for you.
Damn.
Just tell me what I must do.
Just show me me.
Yeah.
That's all.
Ooh.
Show me who I am. That's it. I mean, maybe it's that. Maybe it's, you know, it's prayer or meditation or just like an intense focus, like higher, whatever your higher power is, like just reflect who I am back to me. In
Yes.
my eyes, so I can see it because I can't see it. Now I'm gonna get emotional. I don't know why that just hit me like, ooh, like I can't
Right?
see it.
You should
It's
write
like I'm
that.
invisible. We're invisible right now. How can we see ourselves?
You never can really see yourself for who you are.
And I don't want people reflecting who I am back to me because that's who they see. I want to know
Yeah.
who I am apart from everybody else, so I can embrace that and become that and you know, let that radiate out.
Damn, that hurts my head. I'm gonna have to
I
figure it out.
know, right? That's what I'm saying. Take some time after this and just sit with it. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sit with it. Might take my fat ass on a treadmill and think on the treadmill. I
Thanks.
don't know. Whatever.
All right, Boo.
Anyways,
Any final
have a
thoughts?
no, I love you. That's all.
Love you,
All
Boo.
right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.